This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the question, Who Wrote the Bible? Last time we were considering a number of people or classes of people who did not have anything to do with the writing of the Bible. Already we have pointed out that although there are many atheists in the world, and although there are many people who do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, none of them had anything at all to do with the writing of the Bible. And now today, in the third place, I point out that although there are many people who say they believe in God but do not believe that He really loves man, none of these people had anything to do with the writing of the Bible, because the Bible certainly makes clear that God loves every person. He doesn't love just a particular race of people. He doesn't love just rich people. He doesn't love just poor people. He doesn't love people who are educated or people who are non-educated only. He loves every person. In John chapter 3, verse 16, we learn, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Paul, in referring to this same basic fact, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 32, made clear that if God did not spare to give to man the greatest possible gift of all, namely His own precious Son, then He will not withhold from man anything that he really does need. And there is much the same thought presented by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, according to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, when He says, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you who, if his son shall ask him for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask Him? In other words, Jesus is here saying, think about the fact of human fathers. Every one of us who is a human father knows that we have weaknesses. There is an element of selfishness in all of us. And yet we love our children. If our children come to us and they ask for something that they really do need, we will do our very best to give it to them. And yet sometimes people who recognize that truth will not recognize the truth that God loves His children. The Lord Jesus Christ is making clear in this passage from Matthew chapter 7 that God will not withhold from His children anything that they really do need. And again I call your attention, as I did last time, to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, that without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You see, God does not turn a deaf ear to men who honestly and truly seek Him according to the teachings of His Word. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And so, although there are many people in the world who say they believe in God but do not believe that He really loves man, none of these people had anything to do with the writing of the Bible. There's another class of people who didn't have anything to do with the writing of the Bible, and that is those who do not recognize man as lost without Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the Bible declares, For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, in Isaiah chapter 53, in looking forward to the time of the mission of Christ on earth, indicated that men would reject Him. He was despised and rejected of men. And that very thing did occur. All of us of accountable age have